What if chaplaincy did not begin at the hospital door, but wherever people already seek help, at a clinic, food pantry, recovery program, housing organization, or community center?
That shift matters for healthcare chaplains. Many concerns affecting health surface outside clinical settings. Grief, family strain, spiritual distress, isolation, and practical barriers may appear long before someone enters a hospital.
The community chaplain network model brings trained chaplaincy presence into those community organizations. The goal is not to turn every partner into a healthcare facility. It is to make compassionate, spiritually sensitive support more accessible and better connected.
So what keeps that network from becoming just a directory of unrelated programs?
A covenant-based federation partnership. Participating organizations keep their own identity and local responsibilities while committing to shared principles for chaplaincy practice, ethical conduct, collaboration, and accountability. The covenant gives partners a common foundation without erasing the context of each setting.
And for practitioners, that common foundation should show up in daily work. Chaplains listen, assess spiritual needs within their scope, protect privacy, seek consent, document appropriately for the setting, and know when another professional needs to step in.
That last point is essential. Community chaplains do not diagnose or treat. They notice concerns, provide appropriate spiritual care, and refer. A strong network makes those referrals more practical because relationships exist before a crisis occurs.
Picture a chaplain serving in a community health clinic. A patient managing a chronic condition mentions missing appointments after the death of a spouse. The chaplain does not assume a diagnosis or offer clinical treatment. The chaplain listens and explores what support the patient wants.
With permission, the chaplain may connect that person with the clinic care team, a grief support resource, transportation assistance, or a trusted faith community. The chaplain can remain present spiritually while qualified partners address needs within their own roles.
That is also where partner institutions add real strength. Healthcare organizations can clarify referral pathways, identify points of contact, offer role-specific orientation, and help community chaplains understand when a concern requires urgent escalation.
Community organizations bring equally important knowledge. They understand local relationships, cultural context, access barriers, and the places people trust. A federation works best when that expertise moves both ways and no organization treats partnership as simple outreach.
Chaplain Resource Network, an initiative of the Marsh Institute for Chaplains, frames this as connected presence with clear boundaries. The takeaway is practical. Build the covenant, define the roles, establish referral relationships, and bring chaplaincy closer to where people live and seek support.